on his feet. After that, he popped right up.
Yes.
Healed.
You took the cane home.
I took the cane home.
That's
but
right.
See, what we're saying is if you don't have the faith, get in the Word, let the Lord build up your faith so you're ready for action.
That's right. Well, in Acts 16, we see a great, great miracle in the natural world, in the weather. We wouldn't say in the weather, but in a profound thing in nature. And in Acts 16, we're going to start in the, let's start in the 22nd verse. Now, this is the fourth instance of imprisonment of the apostles. And this imprisonment, the crowd rose together against him, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. Now, beating by rods is a horrible punishment, and it actually takes flesh out. When they had inflicted many blows upon them, they must have just had raw flesh. They threw them in prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. Now, this is Paul and Silas.
No, I think you need to point out they put them in solitary.
Yes.
I mean, they put them in the hole.
In stocks,
right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
There
was
no way they're going to get
out.
Way down
there in the dungeon. And having received such a command, they threw him into the inner prison. That is the dungeon. That's the deepest, darkest part of the prison. Fastened their feet in stocks. And about midnight, listen to this. Oh, this is so wonderful. I don't know if I'd ever have this kind of gumption, I guess you call it, tenacity, perseverance. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were unfastened. That means they fell off. My friends, if there is a situation in which a natural disaster is occurring, or there is something that you need out of nature, you have the power of attorney to even order nature around. You really do. And Paul and Silas here, through their praise and worship, caused a great earthquake to come about. Darren, this is wonderful. And they walked out. The prison guard here is trembling, and he's afraid he's going to be killed because all the prisoners are leaving. He takes Paul and Silas to his home, and he washes their wounds, and he says, "What must I do to be saved?" This prison guard. And they begin teaching. And in the 31st verse of Acts 16, now, if any of you have unbelieving relatives, this is a verse you need to hang on to. Underline and write it. They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of God to him together with all who were in his house. And he took them that very hour of the night and washed their wounds. And immediately he was baptized and all their household. They believed.
Okay. Now, these men knew the Old Testament. In Psalm 22, it says in verse 3, "Yet thou art holy, O thou who art enthroned upon the praises of Israel."
Mm-hmm.
Now, these men were in there praising God, and it also says the angels are mighty in strength, performing the voice of the word. It says that in Psalm 103. And I believe they knew that. They were using a power of attorney in praise.
Yes.
They were saying, okay, here we're in the pits, man. We're just going to praise God, and knowing that that releases the power of God. And many of us, and I'll tell you, if there's any shortage in my life, it's that I don't praise God enough, Barbara. And, of course, you're after me all the time because you're a praiser and a worshiper. You're sitting over there.
I'm not after you. I'm just praying for you.
No, you're after me.
The spirit of praise and worship will come upon you.
No, let's correct that. You're after me. And you're right, because it does release so much of the power and presence
release.
Of God.
Oh, yes, it does.
And see, I know this, Barbara, by the Spirit, that some of our friends that are listening to this message right now, and let me direct it right specifically to you. The only way you're going to get out of that rotten mess that you're in is begin to praise God and become a thankful person.
Yes, gratitude is so
much. You need to get your lazy lips going instead of complaining and going over the facts and figures and all that stuff. And what I'm giving you here is a multi-million dollar idea. You need to start praising God. And when you do, he begins to manifest himself, glorify himself in your situation. And that's exactly what you want.
That's right. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And you'll see the answers come for your big mess. He'll straighten it out.
Yes, and it also says in Deuteronomy 28:47, "Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a grateful heart for the abundance of what I've given to you, you're going to be turned over to your enemies. You're going to work and slave for your enemies. And so,
well,
you know,
go on,
that's...
go on over there to Deuteronomy 32:47. I'll tell you, Moses, I just love
here.
What Moses... No, we're not off the teaching. This
47.
Is right on. What does it say?
Okay, for these are not idle words. Indeed, this is your life.
That's what we're saying.
Yes.
This is your life. This is your
life.
Way out of the mess.
And right in the middle, after this earthquake happens and the chains fell off and the guard's whole family and himself are born again, in the 17th chapter of Acts, while Paul is giving a sermon on Mars Hill, he is saying here that God is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, we are also his offspring. See, we want to bring this to you personally. In him you live and you move and you have your very being in Christ Jesus. And that's why you have this power of attorney that is so heavy on you. Well, in Acts 19:1-6, we see the Ephesians receiving Holy Spirit. And these are Gentiles. And it says, when Paul had laid his hands upon them, Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying. So this thing is not just for Jews. It is for the whole world. And if you will go back to that first verse, for the promise is for you and your children, for all who are far off. Praise God.
All right, now let me give you one here where it talks about you have the power to transfer this anointing of God to inanimate objects.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't always have to be something alive, so... Listen while I read here in Acts 19, verse 11. God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. Now, I have to tell you, folks, that works in the Holy Spirit world, and it works in the evil spirit world. Some of you have things in your house that has the anointing of the devil on it, and you need to pray and get them out of there. Well, here's a case of healing, and sometimes we've done that. I've held a handkerchief in my hands. Sometimes I put anointing oil, and I consciously loose the anointing in that piece of cloth and hand it to the person, and I say, you know, take this. And I've had people tell me, Darren, that anointing is still there after several months.
And that's right, and some of them take that hanky and put it under mattresses where the
right.
person is sick, or under pillows.
Right.
Or it really does work, yes.
But also some of the Jewish exorcists, now get this, exorcists, see, they were trying to do in the occult what Paul was doing in the supernatural spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
went from place to place, attempted to name over those who had the evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, now you see, even the evil spirit world knows that there's evil spirits that get on people, oppress them, or get in them and possess them.
Yes.
And here's what they were saying. See, now they were trying to be a copycat here. These were the Jewish exorcists. I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches, and the seven sons of one Siva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this, and see, now the authority is going to be challenged. When you operate in the power of attorney, you got to know who you are in Jesus, because you will be challenged. You'll be challenged by people. You'll be challenged by evil spirits. And the evil spirit answered and said to them, I recognize Jesus. I know about Paul. In other words, in the spirit world, these guys have a reputation. They have a reputation for power and authority and ability. But who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, subdued all of them, overpowered them. Now, this must have been a mighty wrestling match, because they fled out of that place naked and wounded.
One man did this to seven other men. Oh, that's profound.
Now, sometimes today they say, well, if a guy's on certain amphetamines and speeds and, you know, certain kinds of drugs, they have. I've talked to people that worked with the police, and they say sometimes it takes four or five huge policeman to subdue one guy that's whacked out on some of this stuff here.
Yes. So some of us that are called to intercession or called to deliverances, I don't believe we should touch it until we have been into training of faith.
Amen.
And training with mighty men and teachers of God.
Well,
I truly believe that.
Warning here, be careful.
Yes.
Get your pants beat off.
Yes.
And there have been some times when, you know, I pled with God. I said, you know, I think I'm in over my head here. You've got to help me. I'm crying out to you, Jesus. If you don't save this situation, you and I are both going to look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I need you right now. And I was crying out really for that power of attorney to kick in, or I was going to get my looks rearranged. And I didn't want that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I watched God save me every time I cried out to him, and I said, I am so helpless. I am so devoid of the strength and power I need. You got to get going here.
That's right.
You know, he jumped in there and saved the day.
He sure did. Praise God. Well, in Acts 20, verse 7, we see another raising up from the dead. And here we see that Paul is